from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Now I would like to tell you the programs for today's edition of our programs. We will begin with the news that is followed by Commander Ray, Today in History, My Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, and My Language. And then, to end today's edition, we will be presenting the musics in the Music Corner. Well then, listener, happy listening!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for unity despite different choices. Indonesian and Palestinian foreign ministers discuss latest situation in Gaza. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. President Joko Widodo called on Indonesians to elect the best leaders but maintain unity despite different choices at the regional head election or Pilkada. The president tweeted on its account at Jokowi on Wednesday and invited every component of the Indonesian people to unite despite they have different choices in democracy. As a big nation, Indonesia is still facing a bigger challenge in the future, and it could be addressed only through national unity. A total of 514 pairs of candidates competed in the third Pilkada held in 171 regions across the country on June 27. Of the total candidates, 84% were supported by political parties and 16.6% from individuals. 153 candidates are civil servants, 13 are military or police, and 500 are from the private sector. Over 152 million Indonesians went to polls to elect 17 governors, 39 mayors, and 115 district heads for the 2018-2023 term during the simultaneous regional head election. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi held bilateral talks with her Palestinian counterpart Riyad Maliki on Tuesday to discuss the latest situation in Gaza. Indonesian Foreign Ministry said in a press statement released on Wednesday that the two foreign ministers held the talks before attending a conference on cooperation among East Asian countries for Palestine development, Siapat III, held in Bangkok, Thailand. At the meeting, the two foreign ministers looked into the possibility of taking the best steps to re-encourage Palestine-Israel peace process. Minister Marsudi also remarked that the Indonesian government is committed to supporting Palestine's struggle for independence. In response, Minister Maliki lauded Indonesia for its commitment to continue to support the Palestinian people's struggle for independence. Deputy Chief of Mission for Indonesia, Braf Fan, said that the grand event of the Asian Games held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, will provide a legacy of infrastructure that will be very useful for the people of Indonesia in the future. He considered that the decision of the government of Indonesia to develop the infrastructure has been very precise. It was delivered on the sidelines of the Open House or Halal Bil Halal event held at the British Embassy complex in Jakarta recently.
No, we wish them well. It's a big event. Of course, yes. It's great that that Indonesia is using this opportunity to upgrade its infrastructure. I think this will be a long legacy from the Games, a very wise policy by the government. We've had a small part in helping those preparations.
In addition, Rob Fan provided an example of a velodrome facility in the United Kingdom that was built for the purposes of the 2012 Olympics. According to Rob, The facility is currently an important heritage for the UK to develop velodrome technology in various countries, including Indonesia. The velodrome project in Jakarta involves one of the UK companies, ES Global, as the main contractor. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said in a press release on Wednesday that connectivity among industrial areas, both within and outside Java Island, will boost Indonesian economic growth. Hence, he expects that the development of industrial areas such as in South Bekasi, West Java, would be emulated in 100 other areas in the country. Publicly listed industrial estate developer PT Kawasan Industri Jabar Beka, located in Cikarang, West Java, has proven to be able to demonstrate the multiplier effect of industrialization activities that can be contribute significantly to the gross domestic product GDP. With 1 million jobs created in the industrial estate, its GDP from the entire area is over $35 billion per year, or its per capita GDP reaches $35,000. Minister Erlangga believes that such an achievement is in line with the vision of Indonesia's goal in 2045. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Agriculture promotes the superior products of the farm in the 14 Asian Coordinating Center for Animal Health and Zoonosis Forum in Yogyakarta. The meeting became an opportunity for Indonesia to demonstrate the success of developing animal farms to meet food needs. Director General of Farms and Animal Health Ministry of Agriculture, Iketut Diarmita, said that Indonesia exports processed poultry products, hatching eggs, and veterinary medicine to Asian countries. Diarmita, in a written statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that Indonesia exported 2,100 goods to Malaysia as the beginning of continuous delivery. He added, through various international and regional opportunities, Indonesia consistently provides information related to animal health and safety guarantee. Diarmita hopes that the forum is capable of generating strategic steps to resolve various problems, the distribution of animals to different parts of ASEAN. The Indonesian Asian Para Games Organizing Committee in Nagpur said there is no regards for Asian disabled audience quota from the Asian Paralympic Committee APC in the Championships tryout and Asian Games 2018. Chairman of INAPGOG Raja Sabta Oktahari on the silence of the tryout of the para badminton branch at Istora Senayan Stadium in Jakarta Wednesday said that INAPGOG will encourage school children in Jakarta to watch every Asian Games as well as to provide special areas to festive Asian level multifaceted sports party. Raja Sabta Oktahari targets promotions on special networking media by taking on a number of celebrities so that Asian Para Games gets followers around 30 million social media users. INAPGOG involves disabled people in 1,100 volunteers with tasks in accordance with their conditions and abilities. The Indonesian delegates, along with the delegation of four key countries in cooperation with the Convention Against Torture, namely Denmark, Chile, Morocco, and Ghana, have succeeded in formulating the global strategy of the Convention Against Torture 2018-2020. Indonesia and the four key countries have been actively taking various steps in the implementation of the Convention Against Torture, both at national and local levels. Press release from the Permanent Representative Office of the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday, reported that the global strategy of the convention was launched on June 25 at the United Nations Office in Geneva, and the launch coincided with the June 25 commemorations as an international day in support for victims of torture. The global strategy is expected to guide the efforts of the initiative conventions against torture to encourage deeper and wider engagement at the national level, regional, and international level in ending the practice of torture. Well, listener, that was the news.
comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Family Day, the Day of All of Us. Based on the Presidential Decree Number 39, dated September 15, 2014, every June 29th officially becomes National Family Day, or locally called Harganas. But the first celebration of National Family Day was held in Lampung Province 25 years ago. This year, the city of Nado, North Sulawesi Province, becomes the organizer of the 25th anniversary of Harganas from July 2 to 7, 2018. The theme of this year's anniversary is quite interesting, namely Family Day, the Day of All of Us, with tagline Love Family, Friend Loved. Why is June 29 chosen as National Family Day? There are two reasons. First, after several sessions of negotiations in accordance with the Rome-Royant Agreement in 1949, at a meeting on June 22, 1949, the Dutch finally returned the sovereignty to Indonesia unconditionally. After this agreement, a week later on June 29, 1949, the fighters who were in separate physical struggle began to return to their families. Second, the challenge faced after Indonesia achieved sovereignty is no issue. Early marriage rate was so high that it directly affected the increase in the number of births during 1950-1960s. Indeed, an increase in population can push the pace of development, but if not controlled, the potential is even a burden. Therefore, since June 29, 1970, family planning through the Family Planning Program began to promote. After the program was officially implemented through the National Family Planning Coordination Agency in the New Order era, Indonesian population could be controlled. During reform affairs since 1999, the program has received less attention. There was a significant increase in population. Thus, there is awareness to reorganize the family planning through the National Population and Family Planning Agency, BKKBN. If well organized, an increase in the number of residents, a demographic bonus of 2030 can make Indonesia occupy the position of one of the developed countries in the world. We certainly hoped the National Family Day commemoration is not just a ceremony, considering that the family plays a major role in development. More importantly, the commemoration must make the family one of development motors. It is time for the family to be a pillar of development by reminding the young who are part of the family to better plan for their future and the future of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 28, 1914, when Franz Ferdinand killed. The assassination of the main heir to the throne of Austrian-Hungarian Empire occurred in a shooting incident on June 28, 1914. The shooting, which occurred in Sarajevo, was conducted by a member of Hand Black of National Group of Serbia, Gavrilo Princip. Because of the incident, the assassination of the Prince Austria declared war against Serbia, which began trigger at the World War I. The next event is that 1919, Versailles Agreement was signed. Versailles Agreement was a peace document which was signed in the end of the World War I by Allies and Germany. The signing of the document was conducted at the Versailles Palace, France on June 28, 1919. The agreement was ratified by the Nations League on June 10, 1920, It was drafted during Peace Conference at Paris on Spring in 1919, which was dominated by leaders of four countries, namely David Lloyd George from England, George Clemenceau from France, Woodrow Wilson from United States of America, and Vittorio Orlando from Italy. They wanted to ensure that Germany never launched military attack again. The agreement contained a number of conditions which guaranteed the achievement of the goal. And the last event is that in 1965, Compass newspaper was published for the first time. Early initiation of Compass newspaper to be published was to fight communist press. At the beginning, Compass was published as a weekly newspaper with 8 pages. Then it was published 4 times a week, and only within 2 years, precisely on June 28, 1965, Compass has become national daily newspaper with a total printing 30,650 copies. The name of Compass itself was a wording from President Sukarno, which means direction. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you a topic about Bos Foundation releases 5 orangutans to East Kalimantan Forest. Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, BOS, re-released 5 orangutans in KJ7 Forest, East Kutai, on Monday, June 25. CEO of BOS Foundation, Jamartin Sihite, said that the release of orangutan is already held for a 6th time in cooperation with East Kalimantan Natural Resources Conservation Center, BKSDA. He said that the 5 orangutans were the result of the rehabilitation process at Samboja Lestari, consisting of 1 male, namely Julian, 7 years old, and 4 females, Erina, 8 years old, Cheryl, 7, Nicola, 13, and Choki, 7 years old. The 5 vertebrates will depart from Samboja Lestari directly to the release points at KJ7 Forest, which is 20 hours away. The 5 orangutans are considered to have qualified skills and behaviors to be able to live independently in the forest. Jamartin Sihite said, "The forest that became a new home for the 5 orangutans is an ecosystem restoration forest area of more than 86,000 hectares in Muara Wahau District, East Kutai Regency. The forest has accommodated 86 individual orangutans from the result of release activity, which is routinely carried out by the BOS Foundation, have significantly managed to increase the orangutan population in the wild. However, on the other hand, the release pushes the capacity of forest close to the limit. In fact, a survey conducted by BOS Foundation in KJ7 Forest shows that the forest is able to accommodate 150 orangutans, while currently the population reaches 91 orangutans. The condition encourages BOS Foundation to continue searching for alternative forest areas that are eligible for orangutan release in the future." Jamartin Sihite added that there are still hundreds of orangutans in Samboja Lestari waiting to be released, but there still lack capacity of forest. Therefore, Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, BOS, requested the support of the community, local government, and the Ministry of Environment and Forestry to increase the area of orangutan release in East Kalimantan. Jamartin said, "Humans desperately need a range of environmental services from forest, namely water and clean air, forest products, and well-regulated climate. Meanwhile, the species of orangutans are able to maintain the forest quality. Therefore, their existence is very important for humans. That was today's My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. President Joko Widodo called on the Indonesian people to elect the best leaders but maintain unity despite different choices at the regional head election Pilkada. Indonesian Foreign First Minister Retno Marsudi held bilateral talks with her Palestinian counterpart Riyad Maliki on Tuesday to discuss the latest situation in Gaza. Indonesian Foreign Minister said in a press statement released on Wednesday that the two foreign ministers held the talks before attending a conference on cooperation among Asian countries for Palestine development, Siapat the Third, held in Bangkok, Thailand. Deputy Chief of Mission for Indonesia, Bob Fan, said that the grand event of the Asian Games held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, will provide a legacy of infrastructure that will be very useful for the people of Indonesia in the future. He considered that the decision of the government of Indonesia to develop the infrastructure has been very precise. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto said in a press release on Wednesday that connectivity among industrial areas, both within and outside Java Island, will boost Indonesian economic growth. Hence, he expects that the development of industrial areas such as in South Bekasi, West Java, would be emulated in 100 other areas in the country. The Ministry of Agriculture promotes the superior products of the farm in the 14th ASEAN Coordinating Center for Animal Health and Zoonosis Forum in Yogyakarta. The meeting became an opportunity for Indonesia to demonstrate the success of developing animal farms to meet food needs. The Indonesian Asian Para Games Organizing Committee in Bangkok said there is no request for Asian Disabled Audience Quota from the Asian Paralympic Committee (APC) in the championship tryout at Asian Games 2018. Chairman of INAPGOK Raja Sabta Oktahari is on the sidelines of the tryout of the Para Badminton branch at Istora Senayan Stadium in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that INAPGOK will encourage school children in Jakarta to watch every Asian Games as well as provide special areas to facilitate Asian-level multifaceted sports party. The Indonesian delegates, along with their delegation of four key countries in cooperation with the Convention Against Torture, namely Denmark, Chile, Morocco, and Ghana, have succeeded in formulating the global strategy of the Convention Against Torture 2018-2020. Indonesia and the four key countries have been actively taking various steps in the implementation of the Convention Against Torture, both at national and local levels. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bukalah matamu, kuatkan hatimu. Semangatmu
tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce Rujak Donggala, a typical culinary from Cirebon. Keep listening. For those who like spicy and fresh food, you must taste rujak. Rujak is made from a blend of sweet and fresh fruits and spicy flavor. Its delicious and fresh taste can help restore your spirit. By combining various fresh fruits, the food is also very good for healthy. In Indonesia, you will find various types of rujak with their own characteristic in each region. For example, if you have culinary tour to Cirebon, West Java, you will find a typical rujak, namely Rujak Donggala. Perhaps the name of Donggala comes from a combination of kedondong, mango, and nutmeg. However, when you eat rujak donggala, there is no nutmeg in it. The typical rujak of Cirebon is a blend of candied fruit and pickled vegetables. It is quite long process of making rujak donggala. Kedondong, mango, yam, and young papaya are firstly made into candied fruits. The fruits are soaked in sugar water and waiting until overnight. For vegetables such as mustard and cucumber are cleaned and cooked in salt water. Asinan or pickle is made by coating with salt. Other vegetables such as mustard and cabbage are boiled with coconut water. Listener, the vegetables and fruits then put on a bowl. Then add with fresh bean sprouts, fried peanuts, and chili powder if necessary. Furthermore, a very important part is flush the gravy or sauce to the top of the bowl. The sauce is made of real brown sugar. The sugar sauce is safe for those who are prone to sore throat or cough. When eaten, rujak donggala is sweet and spicy and fresh. The cabbage tasted salty. The flavors of papaya and kedondong compensate for the sweet and salty flavor. Besides delicious and fresh, rujak donggala is rich in fiber that can launch digestion. For those who are interested in enjoying the typical culinary of Cirebon, you can find rujak donggala at some traditional markets in Cirebon, among others, at Pasar Pagi and Kanoman markets. One portion is only 8,000 rupiah. You can also bring home this culinary as a souvenir because rujak donggala will last up to 2 days outside the refrigerator. Rujak donggala will last longer if it is put in the refrigerator. That was Indonesian Wonder for today, listener, with the topic Rujak Donggala, a typical culinary from Cirebon. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. Here is my language, informing you the traditional languages of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesia has hundreds of traditional languages spread across the regions. However, not all of them are known well by the people of Indonesia or even foreign people. One of them is Tobati language from Jayapura, Papua. Tobati language origins from the people living around Yotefa Bay or Jayapura Bay in Jayapura City, Papua Province. Currently, the speakers of Tobati language are spread in three districts in Papua Province, namely South Jayapura, Abepura, and Muara Tami. The amount of Tobati speakers in 1984 was 800 and becoming 600 in 1999. However, the number of speakers now is decreasing due to the influence of other languages. Even the speakers of Tobati language are predicted to be only 500 people remaining, which all of them are elderly. Therefore, the Tobati language is categorized as seriously endangered language. The alphabet of Tobati language uses the same ones with Indonesian or Latin. However, there are several characters unavailable in Tobati language, such as X, Q, V, and Z. Another uniqueness of Tobati language is its clause and sentence structure. If Indonesian structure consists of subject, predicate, object, the Tobati language uses subject, object, predicate. Listener, here is several word examples of Tobati language. Engu, engu, in English, I, entrica, entrica, in English, they. One, want, in English, eat. Nasre, nasre, in English, popeda. Moghot, moghot, in English, mount. Recau, recau, in English, to hike. Rora, rora, in English, yesterday. Listener, now here are some examples of sentences in Tobati language. Nu nasre want. Nu nasre want. In English, I eat popeda. Rora entrica mogot recau. Rora entrica mogot recau. In English, yesterday, they hiked the mountain. Listener, that was my language for today about Tobati language. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present nostalgic pop songs from Nika Ardila. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Seberkasinar by Nika Ardila. Happy listening.
Hanya berteman sepi dan angin malam. Ku coba merenungi tentang jalan hidupku. Oh, ku langkahkan kakiku dan menyimak selalu bertanya.
Nike Adila's career started from various singing festivals in her town, Bandung. From the festivals, she met a renowned producer, Dedi Dores, who saw her talent and potential as a singer. No wonder if Dedi Dores played a lot in making Nike's albums. Dedi Dores composed the songs in the debut album of Nike entitled Seberkas Sinar, can be well received by public, especially the music lovers. This album was sold out for 500,000 copies at that time. The album was released in 1989 with a leading single, Seberkas Sinar. The song is slow rock genre that feels very suitable with Nike's high-pitched vocal. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sandiwara Cinta, Nike Ardila.
Thank you.
The success of her first album did not necessarily make Nico complacent. In late 1989, Nico re-released the album entitled Bintang Kehidupan. The album was more successful than the previous albums. The album Bintang Kehidupan was not only famous in Indonesia, but also among countries in Southeast Asia. The album sold out in 2 million copies. It further made the name of Nico Ardila more popular and famous. She was then aligned with the name of other top singers in Indonesia. And, well, listener, let's listen to the song Bintang Kehidupan by Nico Ardila. The song Bintang Kehidupan was also composed by Daddy Dores by carrying the slow rock genre. The song tells the story of someone who is lonely because he or she is no longer trusted in love, but always with hope that someday there is a man or woman will come and brings happiness for the life. In addition to the Bintang Kehidupan, the album also has several famous singles of Nika Ardila that became hits among many radio broadcasts, such as Hayal, Terserah, and Kelam. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Deru Debu by Nika Ardila. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.